All is love. This is the final statement in my personal meditation, given to me by one of my teachers. I've heard it hundreds of times. It's ingrained in my mind. And I used to think it embodied the idea that love is everywhere, that love is the most important, that we should focus on love. Love is healing, love is the way, etc. I'm not sure I gave it much thought, really, what it really meant. But maybe 6 to 9 months ago, the reality of this statement hit me. All is love. I finally understood what it meant. It took me back to the parable of the little soul. Remember this? The little soul that wished to experience itself as forgiveness. But there was no one to forgive, for all souls are perfect. So a friendly soul stepped forward and offered to come into this little soul's next life and do something terrible for which the little soul could forgive him. And the little soul asked the friendly soul, "Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to slow down your vibration so much that you could actually do something bad?" And the friendly soul answers, "I would do it because I love you." And there it was, the truth, that everything, including all that we call dark or evil, is rooted in love. That every person who has chosen to come here to be abusive, corrupt, deceitful, despicable, hateful, destructive, evil, chose to do it out of love. Why? So that each of us could experience ourselves as some aspect of divinity. Compassion, kindness, forgiveness, understanding, mercy, empathy, grace, unconditional love. All of the things we need to experience as we evolve towards Christ consciousness. In highest truth, love is all there is, all there was, all there ever will be. When you move into the absolute, you move into love. The realm of the relative was created in order that we might experience ourselves as that. Not just know it, but experience it. The realm of the relative is not real. It is a created reality, created so that we may know ourselves experientially. And so out of love for ourselves and for each other, which are really the same, we chose at times to create in that reality the opposite of love. Because in order to experience ourselves as a thing, somewhere the opposite of that thing must exist. We cannot experience something when there is nothing else but that. And this is the divine dichotomy. Two seemingly contradictory truths existing simultaneously in the same place. There is such a thing as good and evil, and all is love. So I encourage you, through this month as we do this practice, to contemplate this idea that when you encounter people, whether it be personally in your life or via social media or on the news, when you encounter people that are acting angry, hateful, abusive, despicable, evil, that you contemplate this idea that they chose out of love to be here and to be those things so that you could experience yourself as something grander. As compassion, understanding, grace, unconditional love. This is a really important time. There's so much division that this is such a great time to begin contemplating this idea that we are being given the chance to experience ourselves as an aspect of divinity, as a part of Christ consciousness, that these people who we would normally react with anger or another negative feeling, that instead, when we react out of compassion, out of understanding, we are being given a great opportunity to know ourselves as something more grand, more divine. So let's start seated. Get the spine tall. As we get the spine aligned, we'll just take a few smooth, deep breaths. Feel the body begin to relax and settle. We're going to begin with a couple rounds of Kapalabhati. This forceful exhale using the abdominal muscles to force the breath out, followed by a round of alternate nostril breathing. So Kapalabhati for about 20 seconds. Exhale, we're going to block the right nostril, inhale left. Hold at the top, block both nostrils, drop the chin just a little bit and lift the pelvic floor. Then we'll release the right nostril, exhale right. Then in right. Hold at the top, block both, chin drops, root lock engaged. And then we'll let the left nostril open, exhale left, and release. And then we'll repeat that whole cycle. So Kapalabhati, 20 seconds. Exhale, block the right, inhale left. Hold at the top, block both, drop the chin, lift the pelvic floor. And then release the right, exhaling right. In right. Hold, throat lock, root lock. In, out, left. Release. And then we're going to make our way up onto our hands and knees. So starting with Chakra Vikasana, on all fours, lower belly draws in so we don't overarch the low back. Inhale, lift the chest, look up slightly. Exhale, drop to the heels, rounding the spine. Inhale, back up, chest opens. Exhale, round back. So we're going to keep going and now start to cultivate a one-to-one breath. So inhale and exhale, equal in length. And just find the length that works for you. Could be 4 in, 4 out. Might be 5-5 or even 6-6. Just starting to refine the breath and balance the inhale and the exhale. I'm going to do one more like that. And then we're going to start adding on. So inhaling to all fours. Exhaling back into child's pose. This time on your inhale, you're going to come up onto your knees. Reach your hands to the ceiling. Exhale, folding back over, drawing the navel towards the spine. Inhaling back to tabletop. And then exhaling into downward dog, tucking the toes, lifting the hips. Inhale, all fours. Exhale, child's pose, drop back. Inhale, reach up, open the chest, lengthen out. Exhale, fold back over. Inhale, all fours. Exhale, downward dog. So we're just going to keep flowing. Inhale, table. Exhale, sink back. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, fold over. Inhale, table. Exhale, downward dog. Let's do a couple more. Inhale, all fours. Exhale, drop back. Inhale, reach up. Sides of your waist lengthen. Exhale, fold over. Inhale, fours. Exhale, downward dog. One more round. Inhale, table. Exhale, drop back. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, fold. Inhale, fours. Exhale, downward dog. And this time we'll stay in downward dog. Rooting firmly into the inner palm, the thumb, and the index finger. Rolling the upper arms open so the chest is wide, shoulder blades flat on the back. Smooth out your breath. Inhale, we're going to come forward into plank. Take a couple breaths here. Tail drops under, navel pulls back. Next exhale, we'll slowly lower to the floor. You can drop the knees if you like. Hands are going to stay on either side of the ribs, fingertips about at nipple line. We'll slide the legs together. We're going to start with some little cobras. So pull back with the palms, lengthen forward. Inhale, draw up. Exhale, lower. Pull back, stretch forward. Inhale, up. Exhale, lower. Inhale, lengthen forward and up. Exhale, lower. Inhale, up. Exhale, lower. So now we're going to switch it up a little bit. Inhale up. Exhale, only about halfway down. Keep pulling back with the palms. And then inhale, maybe go up a little higher. Exhale, lower. Inhale, pull back, come up. Exhale, about halfway down. Keep pulling back with the hands. Inhale up even more. Exhale, lower. One more. Inhale up. Exhale, halfway down. Pull back. Inhale up a little more. And exhale, lower. Then we'll push back up through fours into downward dog. And then we'll walk the feet forward, come into our forward bend. Feet parallel, hip distance apart. You can have as much bend in the knees as you need right now. Just let the upper body release. Relax your neck. Crown of the head drops. Inhale, we're going to drop into chair. Arms sweep up. Stay for our exhale. And then inhale, push through the legs, rise up. And exhale, release. All right, so we're coming to the top of the mat for some S-series salutations. Oh. So we'll do some dynamic chairs here at the beginning, start to warm up the back a little more, get the hamstrings open. So feet parallel, hip distance apart, root into the four corners of each foot. Arches draw up, the knees are soft. The navel lifts towards the heart as the tail slides towards the floor. Chest is open, the shoulders down and back. So let's inhale, arms sweep up. Exhale, sleeping chair, chest to thighs. Inhale, active chair, draw back. And then exhale into the forward fold, still keeping as much bend in the knees as you need. Take a couple of breaths. And we're going to repeat that. Inhale, chair, heart lifts. Exhale, sleeping chair, fold over. Inhale, active chair, draw back. And then exhale into the forward fold. And now you might find you can start straightening the legs just a little bit more. And we're going to do it one more time. Inhale, chair. Exhale, sleeping chair. Inhale, active chair. Exhale, forward fold. Starting to lift the hips. Folding a little deeper. Then inhale, scoop up slightly. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, right foot stepping forward, warrior one. So we're going to straighten the leg, bring the arms down, do some dynamic work. So right hand will be behind the back. We're going to use the left arm. So inhale, we're going to bend the right knee, sweep the left arm up. Stay on the exhale and lift and engage the navel in and up. And then inhale, lift up off your waist, draw back a little bit. Exhale, release, straighten the leg, arm comes down. Inhale, sweep up. Exhale, it's that pelvic loop, lower belly in and up. Inhale, reach up, maybe a little bit back. Exhale, release. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, lower belly in and up, firm. Then inhale, lift off your waist, draw up through the heart. Exhale, release. One more, inhale up. Exhale, navel in and up. Inhale, reach up and back. Exhale, release. And then inhale, both arms sweep up. Exhale, fold over the right leg, and we'll step back to downward dog. Inhale, forward plank. Exhale, lower to the belly. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, downward dog. Now the left foot stepping up for warrior one. We're going to do the same thing on this side. So we'll straighten the leg, arms come down. Left hand behind the back now. Right arm will do the work. So inhale, bend the left knee, sweep the right arm up. Exhale, take the navel in and up. And then inhale, reach up, lift the heart. Exhale, release. Inhale, sweep up. Exhale, pelvic loop, firm the lower belly. Inhale, reach up. Go back if you want. Exhale, release. Inhale, up. Exhale, lower belly in and up. Inhale, stretch up off your waist. Lift the heart. Exhale, release. One more. Inhale, up. Exhale, lower belly firm. Inhale, up and back. Exhale, release. Inhale, both arms sweep up. Exhale, fold over. Take it back to downward dog. Just take a few breaths here. At the end of your exhale, step both feet forward, back to the forward bend. Inhale, drop into chair, arms sweep up, staying for the exhale. Inhale up. Exhale, release. All right, we're going to repeat it. Inhale up. Exhale, sleeping chair. Inhale, active chair. Exhale, forward fold. And we'll do that again. Inhale, chair. Exhale, sleeping chair. Inhale, active chair, and then exhale, forward fold. Take a couple of breaths. Inhale, scoop up slightly, exhale, downward dog. Inhale, right foot up, warrior one. Good, so now we're going to stay in warrior one. Bring the hands into the heart. So the right knee is pressing forward. The left inner thigh is rolling in. The front of the left hip pushing to the front. Inhale, reach the arms up. Stretch the rib cage up off of the waist. You can tip the chin up. Exhale, bring your hands into the heart. Pull the navel in and up, firming the lower belly. Inhale, reach up. So the heart lifts up, maybe a little bit back. Exhale, hands to heart. Pull the low belly in and up. Inhale, stretch up. Exhale, navel goes in and up. Inhale, stretch up. Exhale, hands to heart. Good. This inhale will straighten the leg as the arms go up. Exhale, fold over and go back to downward dog. Inhale, forward plank. Exhale, lower to the belly. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, downward dog. Now the left foot stepping up, warrior one. Same thing on this side, hands into the heart. Left knee presses forward. Feel that right inner thigh pulling back as the right hip pushes to the front. As we inhale, we're going to reach up, draw the rib cage up off the waist. Exhale, hands to heart as you pull the lower belly in and up. Inhale, reach up, heart lifts. Exhale, hands to heart, firm the lower belly. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, hands to heart, navel in and up. One more. Inhale, get long and tall. Reach. Exhale, hands back to heart. Now inhale, straighten the leg as the arms reach up. Exhale, fold, take it back to downward dog. Just take a few breaths. At the end of your exhale, step both feet up. Inhale, dropping into chair. Staying for the exhale. Inhaling up. Exhale, release. All right, again, inhale up. Exhale, sleeping chair. Inhale, active chair. Exhale, forward fold. Take a couple of breaths. Inhale, scoop up slightly. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, right foot up, warrior one. Next inhale, straighten without locking the knee. Exhale, fold over. So we're going to do some dynamic work here in pyramid. So we're going to square the hips slightly by drawing the right hip back a little, left hip forward. You can do this with the right hand behind your back. Use the left arm. You can do it with both arms behind your back. Or if you want, you can do it with both hands on blocks because we're only becoming halfway up. So let's inhale halfway up, chest parallel to the floor, reach off the waist, exhale, fold over the leg. Inhale halfway up, lengthen out, exhale, fold over. Inhale up, long spine, exhale, fold. One more, inhale, reach off your waist, lengthen out. Exhale, fold. Now we'll take both hands down. We'll stay here. Chin drops in. Steady the breath. Then inhale, scoop up a little. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, forward plank. Exhale, lower to the belly. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, downward dog. Left foot now steps up, warrior one. Inhale, straighten. Exhale, fold. We're going to do the same thing on this side. So squaring the hips by drawing the left hip slightly back, right hip slightly forward. You can do this with the left hand behind the back, both hands behind the back, or both hands on blocks. Inhale halfway up, reach long. Exhale, fold over the leg. Inhale up, lengthen out. Exhale, fold. Inhale up, chest open. Exhale, fold. One more. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, fold. Now we're going to take both hands down. Let the chin drop softly in. And steady the breath. Inhale, scoop up slightly. Exhale, downward dog. At the end of your next exhale, both feet come up. Inhale, drop into chair. Stay for that exhale. Inhale up. Exhale, release. All right, last round. Inhale up. Exhale, sleeping chair. Inhale, active chair. This time, stay for your exhale. Inhale, press up. Exhale, fold forward with a flat back. Soften or bend the knees if you need. Inhale, scoop up slightly. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, right foot up, warrior one. Next inhale, straighten without locking. Exhale, fold. And now we're going to set up for revolved triangle. So just like we just did in that pyramid, we're going to square the hips, right hip back a little, left hip forward. If you want a block, you can have it on the inside of your right foot, and your left fingertips will be on the floor or the block. Your right thumb is going to come into the crease of your right hip, and you're going to draw that hip back a little more as you stretch off your right side waist. So inhale, hip goes back, stretch forward. Exhale, right arm up as you twist open. Inhale, hand back to hip, stretch out. Exhale, spin open. Inhale, hand to hip, get long. Exhale, open it up, and we'll do it one more time. Inhale, hand to hip, lengthening it out. And then exhale, open, and now we're going to stay. So be light on this left hand. Make your legs support you. Really root into your left leg. Push your left foot into the ground. Pull your left inner thigh back. Light on the left hand, and then now stretch off your waist a little more. And then you might find you can open up, stack your shoulders a little better. One more inhale, and then exhale. That right arm is going to come down. You're going to step back into downward dog. Inhale, forward plank. Exhale, lower to the belly. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, downward dog. Left foot now coming forward. Warrior one. Next inhale, straighten. Exhale, fold. We're going to set up on this side for revolved triangle. So left hip back, right hip forward. If you want that block on the inside of your left foot, right fingertips on the floor of the block. Left thumb in the crease of the hip. Physically draw the hip back. And now as you inhale, stretch off your waist. Exhale, left arm opens into the twist. Inhale, hand to hip. Get a little bit longer. Exhale, spin open, deepening the twist. Inhale, hand to hip, lengthen out. Exhale, open. One more time. Inhale, hand to hip. Get as long as you can. And then exhale, open up. And now we stay light on your right hand. Push your right foot into the ground. Pull your right inner thigh back. Keep lengthening off your waist. Opening your chest. One more inhale. Exhale, bring the arm down. Step back to downward dog. Now just take a few breaths here. Move into this little vinyasa. So we're going to inhale into upward dog, lowering the hips towards the floor, lifting the chest. Exhale, chaturanga. You can drop your knees if you like, halfway down. Inhale back into upward dog, lift the chest. And then exhale, downward dog, really moving from the core as you push the hips up and back. And then we'll repeat it. Inhale, upward dog, lowering the hips, lifting the chest. Exhale, chaturanga, halfway to the floor. Inhale, upward dog, lift. Exhale, downward dog. One more time. Inhale, upward dog. Hips drop, chest lifts. Exhale, chaturanga, halfway to the floor. Inhale, upward dog. Exhale, downward dog. Now inhale, we're going to bring the right foot forward into a lunge. We're going to be lowering the left knee, so if you want to double your mat over or put a blanket under the knee, support it in whatever way it needs. We'll let the hips drop. But just take a few breaths without pushing or forcing. Just let gravity do the work. And then we're going to take the hands up onto the right thigh without really coming out of the lunge. So don't pop up out of it. Stay down. And we're going to do the same work we did in Warrior One. So with the left arm, we're going to inhale, sweep up. Exhale, pull the lower belly in and up. And then inhale, reach up and maybe go a little bit back. And exhale, release. And repeat it. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, pelvic loop, belly in and up. Then inhale up, maybe a little back with the heart. Exhale, release. And one more round. Inhale up. Exhale, navel in and up. Inhale, reach up, maybe a little bit back. Exhale, release. Then we'll bring both hands down. Lift up that left knee and step back into downward dog. Then we'll do the other side. So the left foot's going to come forward for the lunge. We're lowering the right knee. So again, cushion it as much as you need. Well, I just kick the air down. Give it a second. Let the hips drop. Again, without pushing or forcing, let gravity do the work. Now we're going to bring the hands up onto the left thigh, again without coming out of the lunge. Right arm, inhale, sweep up. Exhale, draw the lower belly in and up. Inhale, reach up, take the heart maybe a little bit back. Exhale, release. Inhale, sweep up, lengthen. Exhale, that pelvic loop. Inhale, reach up, heart lifts. Exhale, release. One more, inhale up. Exhale, lift, lower belly lifts. Inhale, heart lifts. And exhale, release. Take both hands down. We'll lift up that right knee. Step back into downward dog. And then inhale, we're going to come down to both knees. So coming into camel, so again, you might want to double, triple the mat or put that blanket under your knees if you need the support. A lot of different options here. We're going to start with the hands on the sacrum. So you're welcome to stay there. You're welcome to have blocks to put your hands on either side of the feet. You can tuck the toes, reach back for your ankles, or keep the feet flat and reach for the ankle. So what's that? 1, 2, 3, 4 different levels to choose from. But we're all going to start with the hands on either side of the sacrum. So kind of lower down, but not in the middle. So not in your lumbar spine, lower than that. And that's just going to help us with our pelvic loop. So just like we've been doing in these lunges, as we inhale, we're going to reach the ribs up, lift the heart. Exhale, engage the pelvic loop, belly in and up, and now you can kind of push the tail down. And then inhale, go up a little higher, and you can start to take it back. Leave your chin in right now. So you can stay here. This may be as far as you want to go. You can bring your hands down onto those blocks, bring your hands to your heels, and then wait until you get as far as you're going to get in that back bend. And then if it's okay for your neck, you can look up to the ceiling. If it's not, keep your chin in. But keep firming the lower belly. That's your support for your lower back. Lifting up through your heart. And then slowly we're going to walk the hands back up and come out of it. If your mat's rolled up, unroll it. And we're going to come back into downward dog. Just neutralize the spine. Just lengthen. And then coming back to all fours. We're going to come back on the knees. And we're going to do this dynamic Vajrasana again, this kind of bowing up and down. If this doesn't work for you, you can also just do Chakravakasana. All right, so let's inhale, arms sweep up. Exhale, hands sweep to the lower back as we fold over the thighs. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, navel draws back, folding down. Inhale up. Exhale, fold, navel towards the spine. Inhale up. Exhale, fold. One more. Inhale up. Exhale, fold. So this time we're going to stay in child's pose. The arms can be wherever they're comfortable. You can leave them by your sides. Place them overhead, place them under the head. Just let your hips settle back, opening, rounding through your lower back. And then sliding the hands under the shoulders, gently lifting yourself up. All right, we're going to swing the legs around. Stretch both legs forward. So if you want to have the hips elevated, feel free to sit up on a folded blanket or two. You can also have a little bit of bend in the knees if the hamstrings are tight. So spine tall, we're going to inhale, arms sweep up. Exhale, fold out over the legs, and you can either catch hold of the feet, put your hands on the shins or behind the calves. As you inhale, we're going to scoop up, lift the heart, lengthen the spine. And as you exhale, we're going to fold in towards the legs. And repeat. Inhale, scoop up, lengthen out. Exhale, navel back as you fold. Now we're going to begin working with the breath. So inhale, four counts. Scoop up, expand. Exhale, four counts. Fold towards the thighs. Inhale, four. Lift and lengthen. Exhale, four. Fold in. Now we're going to start extending the exhale. Inhale, four. Lift. Exhale, five. So maybe a little deeper fold. Inhale, four. Exhale, five. I'm going to lengthen one more time. Inhale, four. Out for six. A little slower breath, slower movement, and maybe getting deeper into the fold. Inhale, four. Exhale, six. And now we're going to stay down with that breath. In, four, and out, six. Then slowly we'll walk the hands back, bring ourselves up. And then just gently we're going to roll down onto the back. So just bend your knees, use your hands for support, roll back. To take care of the lower back, we're just going to do some dynamic bridges. So have your knees bent, your feet on the floor, hip distance apart, your arms down by your sides. As you inhale, we're going to sweep the arms up overhead, lift the hips up off the floor, and exhale, lower down. Inhale, sweep up, and exhale, lower. So you can move with your own breath, inhaling up, exhaling down. I'm going to do two more. When you finish, we're going to bring both knees into the chest. And we'll do a little apanasana. So right hand on right knee, left hand on left knee. As you breathe in, let your knees move away from you just till your arms are straight. As you breathe out, pull your knees in close. Four count, inhale, knees go away. Four count, exhale, knees come in. Four in. Four out. Four in. Four out. So now we're going to start lengthening that exhale. Four in. Now five out. It's a little slower breath, a little slower movement. Four in. Five out. Four in. Now we're going to six out. Four in. Six out. I'm going to keep lengthening. Four in. Seven out. Slow movement, slow breath. Four in. Seven out. Four in. And now we're going all the way to eight counts out. In four, out eight, two more like that. When you finish, just hug the knees in. If it feels good, you can rock side to side, just massaging out the lower back, releasing any additional tension. And when the lower back feels taken care of, you'll get yourself set up for relaxation. Just let the body settle. The arms and legs feel heavy. I let the breath adjust and become more and more effortless. Soften the face. The forehead. Around the eyes. Allow the upper and lower rows of teeth to slightly part. The tongue softens. The jaw relaxes. Just have the intention to let go of all physical effort. Inviting each muscle in the body to relax and let go. Allowing yourself to become completely supported by the floor. Your props. And just bring awareness to your left palm. And just feel energy, warmth, presence in the left palm. Just sense it, be aware of it. And do the same thing in the right palm. Feel warmth, prana. Maybe a tingling. Now move your attention back to the left palm and simultaneously the right eye. Now reverse it, the right palm and the left eye. Feel that presence, energy, prana. Now go back to the left palm, the right eye, and the right leg. Now the right palm, the left eye, and the left leg. Now feel both palms, both eyes, both legs. A current of energy or prana running through the whole body. The left and right have become one. Top and bottom are one. Front, back are one. The past and future are one. And you dissolve into a point called now. Allow your awareness to drift back. And just find your breath and let it deepen. As the breath deepens, you can start to wiggle the fingers and the toes. Move your hands and your feet. You can rock your head softly from side to side. Stretch the arms up overhead, and as you're ready, bend your knees, roll over to your right, and then you'll use your hands to help yourself up. And just find a comfortable, supported seat. Getting the hips elevated so the spine can be tall. The body still as relaxed as possible. Breath still effortless. For a moment, just have a sense of invoking gratitude or reverence for your source. That which has limitless capacity. It had the capacity to create this world. And feel how that divine presence exists in you. Even though you may not have fully seen it or recognized it, it is you. The yogis believe that the connection to this knowing was in the spine. They called it the Brahma Nadi. Nadi is a channel or pathway. Brahma means the absolute. So this is the source or pathway to the absolute. And it is seen as a thread, a silver thread within the spine itself. So just imagine this silver thread that is the pathway through which the infinite can express itself. And see it from the crown of the head down to the root of the spine. Imagine limitless capacity, limitless possibility in that thread. And now see and feel that same consciousness, but instead of a very thin thread, see it as wide as your thumb. Sense that there is a channel through which you access the divine, and that channel is as wide as your thumb. Feel divinity, limitless capacity flowing through it. This channel from the base of your spine to the brain, now as wide as your wrist. Now see it as the body itself. The body itself is a brahmanadi, a channel. And finally, see it infinitely wide, infinitely tall. And just feel or imagine the absolute, and you are the center of it. A column infinitely wide, infinitely tall. This is your connection to all. All is love. Now, having sensed this vast ocean, bring all of it, concentrate it back down to a column, the width of the body. See the body as a vessel. Now see that consciousness concentrate even more. So it's a column the width of your wrist, the spine at its center. Even more concentrated, but still the same boundless potential. Now the width of your thumb. And finally, back to the thread. Concentrate it to a single, fine, silver thread in the center of the spine. Brahma Nadi. From the root to the crown. And slowly we'll begin deepening the breath. So allowing awareness to turn outward. Let the chin start to lower towards the chest. The eyes begin to reopen. We'll bring the head up. Take a deep breath in. Arms sweep up. And exhale the hands together into the heart. Namaste.